Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about bioeconomic indexes. We'll explain that in just a moment. It's an extra special Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Friday, February 26th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Going to be broadcast live in Oklahoma City at Embassy Suites on South Meridian, starting at 8 a.m. You can also obviously see it on Dish Network Satellite 232, as always, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com as well. But you're welcome to come and watch live at Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. They've got 27,000 head to sell this week, including 7,500 yearling steers, 4,100 yearling heifers, 13,000 weaned calves, and 500 calves on cows. If you want more information about the auction, you can check out SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. The sale live this week at Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you. EPDs, expected progeny differences. These numbers have been around for quite a while now, and they've proven to be very useful in helping determine the potential value of a herd sire to a set of mama cows. Gerald Callahan is president of Express Ranches. We're talking with him ahead of their big spring bull sale with over 500 Angus bulls to be selling, 34 Hereford bulls as well. Callahan says one set of EPD numbers that may be very useful to you are what they call the dollar sign EPDs.
Yes, what there is, there's dollar values. We call them bioeconomic indexes. And, for example, dollar beef takes into account carcass weight, takes into account RADG, it takes into account marbling and ribeye, and so then you come up with a dollar beef. It's more or less a terminal index. Dollar W takes into account more reproduction as well as weaning weight EPD. So when you're looking, you know, in my opinion, almost all bull buyers should be looking at dollar W. And all of those people that take their cattle through the feeder feedlot phase, they should be looking at dollar B as well.
I know that it's not just these performance factors that you've measured, but you've also had some of the animals that'll be in the sale this year that have been proven in the show ring as well out at Denver.
We try to take a common sense approach to breeding cattle, and you know there's some things that EPDs don't tell us. EPDs don't tell us about structural correctness. It don't tell us about phenotype. And still yet today in the United States, a high percentage of the cattle are bought and sold in part on how they look, what their phenotype is. We're excited again. This year we had the Grand Champion car load at Denver. There'll be lots 1 through 11 that sell, so we're very excited about that. We also exhibited one pen of Angus bulls. They won the young division. They won their class, and they won the youngest division in the pen show. So we think there's some outstanding individuals within those groups, and we still think that phenotype, because it takes into account structural correctness, balance is extremely important, because most of our customers, at least in part, sell some of their cattle based on how they look.
Gerald Callahan acknowledges the cattle prices right now are off their highs, but he says for cattle producers who want to succeed in this business, there's still profitability out there, and especially for those that are willing to continually improve the genetics of their herd.
I think that the beef cattle business still looks pretty bright for us. I think there's still a potential for the cow-calf guy to make a profit. And so I think that they need to buy them as cheap as they can here, but we think that there'll always be demand for good genetics. And I think when you put a little price pressure on any industry, I think that the people with the best product will always be in the best position to succeed.
Gerald Callahan with Express Ranches. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.